And try to remind everybody, even with the United States Postal Service adding an 8% fuel surcharge to your package deliveries, because of the gas prices rising, that things could get worse. Things could. I mean, even if you find a mousetrap under your...
Under your desk, it's fine. I mean, I'm just glad that the proper procedures were followed. Everybody let me know.
I won't tell you that after the show ended yesterday, I'm no joke. They came in and sprayed. I'm not kidding. An exterminator came in. But hey, we are evidently, according to NASA, 1 week away, gearing up to launch Artemis II astronauts around the moon. Actually, less than a week. The target date for launch, and this is the space mission that will send over 50 years since we've sent anyone close to the moon. It's going to send a crew around the moon. They're going to orbit at low level. They're not going to land. That's the third one if this one goes fine. And they're going to do this first target date on April Fool's Day. April 1st. Yeah, that's the original liftoff scheduled launch date for the four astronauts.
I know they're scientists.
10 days around the moon and back.
Guys, think.
Yeah. Meanwhile, on the flip side of that, while we launch people up there on April Fool's Day, Canada yesterday said they are having to cancel its first ever plans for a moon rover. Not even Mars.
Oh.
Yeah, the Canadian government said yesterday. It's hopefully not a lost cause, and eventually we can get, well, at this point for Canada, anything on the moon.
They
can't even get stuff across the border now. Not even the Strait of Hormuz, let alone the moon. Things could be worse.
So just more proof that we are mere moments away from yelling at folks on our front lawns.
Yeah, buddy.
Something's going to grind your gears.
Yeah.
Walmart prices are going digital. Those paper tags are going to be replaced by the end of the year for all 120,000 items in the entire store. I say this is going to speed things up. It's going to be a lot easier for delivery drivers to look for orders. But if this is making your spidey senses go up, you're not alone.
I'm sus.
Lots of folks.
This is sus.
Very concerned. This is going to lead to surge pricing.
Yeah.
Kind of like Uber or Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
It's some retail consultant who used to work for Sam's Club, which is the cousin of Walmart, kind of like our Canada. Say, no, it's not going to be the click case. It's just going to be used if they need to clear out inventory or overstock products.
Sure.
There's nothing to worry
about. No fluctuating prices.
I mean, because that would make them greedy.
Just like gas prices? Things could be worse. Well, it turns out, at some point, a little while ago in recent history, Cadbury switched over and is no longer using dairy milk for their Cadbury cream eggs.
What?
And heading into Easter, people are freaking out about this and saying that they don't like this. The current coating is made with a standard cocoa mix, not a dairy mix. But Cadbury says, look, quote, the cream egg has never been called Cadbury's Dairy Milk cream egg. We've never played on the fact that dairy milk was used, said Cadbury.
What kind of milk are we going to use?
The grossest stuff ever. Those things are horrible.
I'm with you on that one.
That's no milk.
No way.
No.
Congratulations to our other neighbors in Louisiana.
Hey.
They are some very tough characters. As the most stressed state in the entire union.
Aw, bless her heart.
I know. A new study's out. Based on levels of poverty, job security, access to health care, and more, Kentucky, New Mexico, West Virginia, and Arkansas rounding out the top five. Minnesota, South Dakota, and Utah, the least stressed states in the union.
I would not have guessed Louisiana. I mean, they're the home of the Big Easy, right?
Yeah, there's the whole Shia LaBeouf thing. I think that's ramping up a little bit.
If they could get him out of the state.
Put your clothes back on, right, Shia.
Things
let's go.
Could be worse.
Eyes up, Zuck.
Signs of the apocalypse, perhaps? Well, 48% of consumers say they would pay with their palm if the technology was easy. So there you go there. And you thought the Walmart pricing was
no
bad.
No problem.
Pope Leo has called to the Vatican an inordinate amount of exorcists and those that are wanting to be trained to become them of the priesthood. Catholic Church is ramping up their training of exorcists. Well, probably because of the Walmart pricing thing as well. And
could they send one to the studios? Because I think that might help.
Yesterday at the White House, it was a summit on AI and children's safety when it comes to artificial intelligence. And this was with Melania Trump, our first lady.
She loves the kiddos.
Who walked out, and right next to her, lockstep, a walking, talking humanoid robot.
Ladies and gentlemen, the First Lady of the United States, Melania Trump.
And they walk out side by side, and then the humanoid robot known as Figure 03 had something to say.
Thank you, First Lady Melania Trump, for inviting me to the White House. It is an honor to be at Fostering the Future Together's Global Coalition inaugural meeting. I'm Figure 3, a humanoid built in the United States of America. I am grateful to be part of this historic movement to empower children with technology and education. Welcome. Bienvenidos.
Yeah, and then Bienvenido. Says welcome in about Bienvenido. 26 different languages because okay. It's a show-off.
Yeah. As
she's really smart.
As all.
And what's her name? FO3?
Yes. Figure 03.
Figure 03.
Yeah, but eyes up good. On that, okay?
Suck. Okay.
Yeah. People remarked that just how lifelike and warm and real she seemed. And the humanoid, too. All right. Let's celebrate Kenny Chesney next.